Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I call you precious because many of you call me and we pray together and we do ministry together. And that's what I am praying for, that this program will not be only information, but it will be a program that God is using to lead us to do ministry. Now, we are talking about that beautiful description of God in the gospel and how, according to the gospel, it is so easy for us to fall in love with God. Now, let me start with a personal story. I was working as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt. I was living a comfortable life because my father was a rich, famous defense lawyer, and he owned many real estates, but I was not happy. I had a serious conflict. Most of my clients were drug dealers, and all of them were guilty. I was making good money, but I was helping drug dealers to get out of prison, and was losing my integrity. I was not living for God, but for myself. My goal was to be successful in winning cases and helping my clients get a verdict of innocent, in spite of knowing that they were criminals. God spoke to me through the Bible in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, through the life of Moses. God called me to leave Egypt and come to America and live by faith, 1980. God convinced me that it is better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt. I told my father my decision before I leave and go to America. I remember very well, he told me, "Sammy, why do you want to leave? Don't you know that one day, my son, everything I have will be yours? It will be my joy to give you what I own." I am sharing this story because I want you now to hear Jesus' beautiful words to us, to you and me in the gospel. I am quoting Jesus' words, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." We look to God as our heavenly Father. Share that with your Muslim friend. We know now that his kingdom will be our future home. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what happened here on earth. It doesn't matter who is the president of the United States or the Middle East. No fear at all. Why? Because we look at God as our loving Heavenly Father who is preparing his kingdom for us to spend eternity with him. No fear here of a master whose acceptance we have to strive to obtain. Share with your Muslim friend that it makes me sympathize with Muslims because they strive all their lives to try to gain the favor of God. However, we as genuine believers and followers of Christ, we begin with God's favor imprinted on our hearts. We begin where Muslims hope to end. We rejoice now in our knowledge and experience as the children of God, that when our time on earth ends, we will be with God forever, sharing his kingdom. Because we are God's children, we know that through the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Because we are God's children, we now feel the most irresistible attraction toward God. Share that with your Muslim friend. The second important point, God's awesome revelation of His love. We read in the gospel, God is love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Love is the most prevalent characteristic revealed about God in the Bible. God's heart is full of emotions of love for you and me and for the whole human race, including sinners. We read in the Bible, God, our Savior, wants all people to be saved. Why God wants all people to be saved? Because He loves all people, including sinners, of course. I often ask my Muslim friends, in what way has God shown His love for you? They usually respond, God has given me health, family, life, a job. Share with your Muslim friend, while we feel grateful for everything we have that God gave us, including the food He puts in our tables, we as followers of Jesus Christ have the strongest, most perfect proof of God's love for us. It is not the health. It is not the wealth. It is not the family or life or job. While we feel grateful for everything I mentioned, Jesus said, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, I know Muslims will object when you say, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and they will object that Jesus is the Son of God. Go to my website, our ministry website, and hear the programs about Jesus is the eternal Son of God in a spiritual, eternal sense. And hear the evidence, because Muslims misunderstood the meaning of the sonship of Jesus to God the Father. Now, they will object, how can God love His Son and watching Him being murdered? Go to the chapters I shared about Abraham and hear these programs. Now, not only do we see God's passionate love in the gift of His Son for us, but we also see His love because of who Jesus is and what He said. Jesus said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. John chapter 14. We see in Jesus the very personification of God's fervent love toward us. This awesome love that Jesus fully expressed in His life and death was nothing more or less, my friend, than God's very own love for us. Jesus loved all people, including His enemies. Remember, Jesus came to die for sinners. And of course, Jesus came to reveal who God is. In Jesus, God's expression of love toward you and me and toward all sinners cannot be improved upon or matched. Remember that. I would like to share a true story of a wealthy couple. I will share it with you next program. But before I ran out of time, I want to mention to you something very important. If you don't have a personal relationship with God, if you haven't become a child of God yet, today is the day that you can become a child of God. You can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me so passionately. God, I don't deserve your love, but I am coming to you today, repenting of my sins and declaring to you, I want to forsake my sins. I don't want to do anything wrong any longer. I don't want to be outside of your will. God, I believe in Jesus that through His death and resurrection, He paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I receive Jesus in my heart as my only Savior and Lord. God, thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.